And how did you adjust to losing your sight?
Well, as I was saying before, I was living in Greece at the time and I had a Greek partner who I was living with. We finished very quickly after I lost my sight because he felt this was something that he was experiencing rather than me, and it was very unfortunate for him. So that was that. I came back to England and decided to go back to university because I wanted to be able to offer other people who might be going through things that I was going through some kind of help. So rather strangely, I chose to do a psychology degree, but that's because I understood psychology would be about Freud and Jung and things like this, but in fact it wasn't, and it was far more about maths, and I changed and did sociology. And I developed a political understanding of impairment and disability, and that's what's helped me come to terms, if you want, with losing my sight.
What practical help did you get?
Very little. I came back to the university, and I didn't know that I was entitled to anything as someone who was registered blind, and I didn't ask for anything, so I didn't get any practical help at all. I had a white stick. I didn't have any training in mobility or in using it or anything. But after 3 years, I applied for a guide dog because I've always liked animals and dogs. It seems a good reason. And so I've had a guide dog ever since.
How did you manage your university work?
Well, I think I was a typical mature student when I was really into the work, but it was very difficult, and I struggled to start with. I really didn't know that I was entitled to anything, so I didn't have any specialist equipment for the first 2 years. In the third year, I contacted the RNIB, who arranged for someone to come and see me, and I then got a it was quite a few years ago, so it wasn't exactly a computer, but it was a kind of computer. But again, I didn't have really any training in how to use it. And as my political understanding of disability increased, I realised, that I was entitled to certain things. And yeah, I think I now have the support that I am entitled to, certainly financial support. But I didn't, people seem to think that because if you're a middle class educated person, then somehow you lose your sight and you're just somehow going to know all these things. But I knew absolutely nothing about what I was entitled to or not. And although I had a social worker, because I don't know if it's even still true, but at the time, if you were registered blind just from a historical accident, really, you automatically got a social worker who came to visit me once, and she just seemed to think that I knew everything, and I didn't. And in fact, she asked me to come and meet this other woman who was losing her sight, because well, it should be helpful for her to meet me. But then when I met her, I learnt far more from it, because the social worker was telling her things that I didn't know, things I was entitled to, disability living allowance and things like that.
Did you have readers?
Nope. One of the lecturers was very good and he'd put things onto tape for me, but I didn't have anything like that. But it's also quite difficult because, if you're used to studying visually, I find, you can make a funny story of it, but listening to a tape can be quite difficult to assimilate information in that way. And things would put me to sleep. Listening to academic text on tape, I found extremely difficult. And I used to get things blown up for me. The library were quite good once I'd got to know them. But it was always done on a who you know and what they can do for you. None of it was done because it's your right to have this. It was always like thanking people endlessly for doing things for you. And the RNIB had a lot of books on tape and stuff. But again, I find it very, very difficult listening to stuff on tape.
You said things blown up for you. You did have some sight then.
Yeah, things were blown up, and then I had a magnification system as well. I mean, now I do it all on the computer, but I still can read with a large magnifying glass.